I think he calls himself the Wild Thing. I mentioned earlier about the fact that Mark Carroll absolutely loves this song and, in fact, does a killer version of it. Oh, that's sensational. He said blokes can't do two things at once, sing and play the guitar. Well, my next guest can. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, mate. Hey, Richard. Where'd you find that? That was...
It was a couple of years ago, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it is my go-to song. The band we've got now, True Sports, that's in the repertoire. But, mate, great to hear it.
Yeah, well, it was great to hear it. I think it's up on YouTube. I think Shanna found that one. So how often does the band play?
Not enough. COVID destroyed us the last couple of years, but we played down here last Saturday at the Richmond Club. We had about 180 people turn up, and it was just, it's a moving experience. Who would think after you play rugby league, you can get into a team environment. We are like a team, True Sports. We've got three ex-cricketers, Richard Cheekwe, Gavin Robinson and Mike Whitney, myself and Eric Groves Sr. And then last week we had, we usually have Steve Bowby, but we had the great Rick Grosman from the Gurus play with us. So,
wow.
It's seriously, you can see the people in the crowd with their eyes open like buttons going, how good this. So we'll have to try, mate, we're a corporate band, so if there's something up there in Newcastle and you want a 2.5 hour show, we sit up on stage and do our speaking engagement and then we blast your ears off with some great live.
Hey, now, hang on, what's the band called again?
It's called True Sports.
True Sports.
Yep, there's a Facebook page there.
Okay.
Go and have a look at the, there's plenty of photos and information, but available for like corporate gigs. I've been to many corporate functions where you gather and you listen to a guest speaker and you ask nodding off, whereas we get up there to a stage presentation, just talking questions to each other. I learn something every day when I go on set with these guys, Richard.
Yeah, good.
Eric Groves Sr., he was one of my idols as a kid. I asked him questions about Ray Price and the Parramatta days. I was a Parramatta junior. So it's great listening.
Mate, True Sports, I'll have to look out for that. How would you feel about a transgender member of the band? What would your attitude there be, Mark?
Life's too short, mate. We don't need to worry about certain things like that. It's just, if you want to do that, you do that. But it's... mate, you can go tomorrow, so just play on.
Well, exactly. Yeah, well, rugby league became, you know, the second major sport to bring in a ruling on transgender athletes. Are you quite comfortable with that?
I don't really know enough about it, mate.
Yeah,
Richard,
okay.
It's just you're born on this earth with one thing. Yeah. If it turns, it turns.
Yeah, all right. Okay, in history first, members of the Maroons women's team are going to be receiving equal pay to their male counterparts. You think that's a good thing?
Yeah, so they should. It's like how in tennis, the girls are all playing for the same money. I think the girls' rugby league is fantastic to watch. I'm really looking forward to those games. But when they've been, the girls' teams at the moment, I tell you what, they know how to tackle, and they don't. There's no niggle. They actually play the game the way we used to play back in probably the 90s. You know.
Yeah. Look, I must admit, the women's game has come so far so quickly. It's quite remarkable. Well, look, the representative round, there are 8 games. We won't necessarily tackle all of them. Obviously, we're going to focus on State of Origin on Sunday night. But, you know, look, a lot of people say you see the fastest and most open rugby in the junior game. Hence, both the games tonight, the under 19 State of Origin men's, preceded by the women's. No doubt there's going to be a lot of attractive football played.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you, Richard. I'm fortunate with Fox Sports. I've been asked to call the game for under-19, so I'm making my representative debut, I reckon.
Oh, good luck.
I was only thinking now, a couple of things you've got to say in commentary. Like, I'm only the guy who comes in from the side giving some information, but there was none of this was around when I come through. Like, we had schoolboys footy, and I could never get picked. It was all... politics, couldn't make it, but there's an opportunity these guys to represent their state at the under-19s level. A lot of them have had New South Wales support, as in the reserve grade function there, but what happens in these sort of games, Richard, the intensity goes through the roof.
Yeah.
And they're playing on such an amazing field, the Leichhardt Oval. I love that place. I really do. It's like a spiritual home for a lot of people. And, mate, they're playing for this state, as are the Queenslanders. So we should see a great challenge.
Yep, and you're the sideline eye on Fox tonight. Good luck with that, mate. Good calling. Look, a women's state of origin, that's on tomorrow night. That'll be a terrific game. Are you going to stick your neck out and take a punt here on picking a winner?
I think the New South Wales side was so strong. You can just see the competition down here. What we have with the girls' competition, they've certainly picked an array of talent. And as I said, under some good coaching, New South Wales should have a good win.
Yep, and look, the rep games on Saturday, and there's a whole heap of them without going through them all. But these will be good games. There's a lot of NRL players taking part in the Pacific Island doubleheader, and also the other games that are happening on Saturday. I think there's about four of them. A lot of NRL players represented in those games.
Yeah, that's sort of the average. I think the best thing, mate, we're actually celebrating going back to New Zealand. We haven't been there for about 3 years, and I think it's just going to be great that we're going back to New Zealand and giving them something, and to say thank you, because without the Warriors coming over here, mate, we would not have a competition. So, I can't wait to see the New Zealand side, how they do the haka, but they're playing Tonga.
Yeah.
They come out with a war dance, which would scare their grandmother. So. It's going to be great. The confrontation should be amazing. As I said, they play with passion. And, you know, that's one word I think, you know, our New South Wales side needs to play with a bit more too.
Yeah, all right. Well, that brings us to Sunday night State of Origin. I mean, massive changes in the New South Wales side. Billy Slater hasn't made any changes. Do you think Brad Fittler's done the right thing with so many changes, Mark?
Richard, we lost the game. We had to make change. We had to, so... There's now an opportunity for a couple of guys, and I called for these guys game one. You can't have a game with Jake Trbojevic not in the game. He bleeds blue. He loses a game after in rugby league. You know, he cries. I love that in a bloke. You've got to have him. You've got Talakai, who comes off the bench. He's been nailing it for the Cronulla Sharks. And now you've got Crichton's come out. He's a big beast. We need players who want to play for their state and go out there and hurt and not say sorry when they whack them.
You sound like Tommy Radonikis there, Mark.
The great Tommy. As I said, I can't wait to speak to his wife on Sunday. And I'm going to call down the line. I'm going to say, cattle dog. And she'll say, I love you, Spud.
Okay. Look, stick your neck out and go for a final scoreline for State of Origin on Sunday.
I reckon New South Wales, if they start fast, can be 13+. So we'll do... I mean, they'll score one try, so 13 above 6. Okay, we'll go 18-6.
18-6 to the Blues. Good on you, Mark. Thank you very much for your time. Have a great day. Good luck calling tonight too, mate.
Thanks very much, Rich. See you, mate.
Mark Spud Carroll, the Wild Thing. Rep Round kicks off tonight, and, of course, you can hear State of Origin right here on Sunday.